Turning to the KRDO Newsline, we are pleased to be joined by Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease physician from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. And this is a question that we've been hearing a lot about, Dr. Wilds. You know, now that you're fully vaccinated, when is going to come the time for COVID booster shots?
Hi, Shannon. I think I understand that question because I hear that question every single day. I will tell you that we do not have an answer. They are working on this right now to see whether or not we are going to need a booster shot, and if so, when will that time be? So, you know, really, it's a matter of preparation. We're not saying it's absolutely going to happen, but if we need it, we want to make sure that we have something waiting in the wings to go.
Right, because some of these health providers, right, the first responders, they were getting their vaccines, was it as early as January? So we're almost hitting that six-month mark with them.
We absolutely are. And, you know, we do know that immunity from the vaccine is for 6 months. You know, whether or not it's longer, studies are ongoing. So, you know, we have a lot of unanswered questions, but the key thing I want to really stress for those who have not get vaccinated yet is to make sure that you go ahead and get your vaccine, because we know the vaccines we have right now, they're safe and they're effective and they work against the variant that's out there.
Is there any chance that this would be effective without getting boosters, or is there a pretty good consensus that boosters at some point will need to be implemented?
You know, I think boosters might need to be implemented. The exact timeline, we don't know. I mean, one of the things that really is driving this is that the variants are popping up. We don't know if, you know, there's going to be some escape with the current vaccine. So, you know, we're looking at that closely. So there might be the possibility of a variant, but, you know, we really can't say might be the need for a booster, But, you know, as to the exact timeline, we don't really know.
Well, Dr. Wilds, you know, we've talked a number of times here on this program, and maybe some of our listeners are not as familiar with this whole idea. So right now, the vaccines that are in existence, the three that we're getting administered here in the U.S., they are effective against, or equally effective, it sounds like, against the variants that have emerged. But the danger is, as variants mutate, that one could develop a variant that that the vaccines would not be as effective against, or not as effective at all against, correct?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct.
And in the meantime, you know, kids have been here in Colorado, the eligibility is getting expanded for kids. Now we can get kids in Colorado ages 12 and up to get the vaccination. They have to get that Pfizer vaccine. But it sounds like there may be another option on the table soon. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Moderna is going to be submitting for their authorization from the FDA to get their vaccine approved for the 12 to 17. So, again, another great option that you will be given to parents so that we can have even more children vaccinated, because we have more choices. And so definitely want to encourage parents to get their children vaccinated as we try to get them prepared to get back to school in the fall.
Right. My daughter, she's 16. She got vaccinated. I didn't have much of a reaction. Has that been the experience with, you know, I know there was that problem they were looking at with, I believe, heart inflammation. But other than those very few cases, have there been any other problems that have been experienced by kids that have been getting this vaccines, the so far the Pfizer?
So, Shannon, we have not seen a lot of side effects, reactions with the children. You did mention the inflammation of the heart muscles called myocarditis, but very few cases. And at this point, there haven't been any real link between the vaccine and this heart inflammation. So not something that should be a deterrent to parents to have their children vaccinated. But I mean, really good news that we haven't seen a lot of major side effects from the vaccine with the children.
All right. Well, of course, we'll keep an eye on what the FDA does with the Moderna being expanded to perhaps kids as young as 12. And of course, then, you know, more focus is also on then kids even younger than 12, if they'll ever be eligible for the vaccine. Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease physician, offering us her expertise and insight into the effort to get people vaccinated nationwide. Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe.